The issue of the racial divide that existed in Cincinnati and may still exist to this day is very personal to you in Akron, with your son having recently joined the Akron Police Department.
Yeah, it's caused me to think a lot this year as he simultaneously has joined the Akron Police Department. And I've been traveling around thinking about some of the big questions of our cities and how they operate and what his role in that might mean. And it's given me the opportunity to ask people questions that are relevant to the work that I'm doing, but also relevant to that question of who is he and what does he represent? So, for instance, I asked Mark Mallory, as black mayor of an Ohio city, what would he want a young white police officer to understand that he might not understand? You know, it was interesting because he gave me a nuanced answer about white police officers who haven't been exposed to certain urban environments might not understand, for instance, that black people respond to authority figures on horseback in a different way than children do, for instance. And some of that
a child might look up at a policeman on a horse in awe, or one child might.
Yeah.
But it's very different for somebody who's African-American.
In Cincinnati, the place where slaves crossed over, were very often pursued under the Fugitive Slave Act by white men on horseback. And that's a cultural ghost that can't just be erased. And so that's something I wouldn't have thought about. And later, I was having dinner with a black friend from Detroit. I asked him the same question. I said, what should my white police officer's son understand about you that he might not? And he just, without missing a beat, he said, assume I'm smarter than you.
What did he mean by that?
I had to think about it too. And I think what he meant by that was I am often assumed not to be as smart as the people in authority who challenge me. And instead of making that assumption, assume the opposite and let me prove myself from a different platform.